This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Look, the temperature in the Joy studios has just hit 100 degrees. I even locked my co-host DJ Mikey D in the toilet because I will not share this interview with anyone. Of course, you all probably know I'm talking about a Minogue. And on the phone, it's my greatest honour to welcome the Queen of Australia's entertainment industry, Dani Minogue. Welcome to Joy.
Hello. That was the most delightful intro. Thank you.
Well, I could have just kept going, but my producer here said, could you cut half of it out, please? Could you? Know? You can only suck up so much.
Yeah, it'll just be, and now here is Dani Minogue. Cut together.
Dani, look, you're about to join the judging panel on Channel 10's new singing show, The Masked Singer.
It's a guessing panel. We're not judging. We don't, like, it's the most fun job in the world. I don't have to give any critique or direction. I'm just doing what you will be doing at home, and that's just guessing who is singing. And there are singers in there and there are non-singers, and they all disguise their voices when they're singing and when they're talking, and it is frustrating and extremely hard. And I said to all my friends, I challenge you to write down who you think it is at the start. Because you'll be feeling pretty good about yourself, like, yeah, I got this. And then, they call them clues, but I think they just steer us in the wrong direction with facts about the person that are true, but that we wouldn't know anyway. So, yeah, it is extremely frustrating. And you'll be yelling at me if you watch it on the TV, because sometimes I'd come home at night after filming and I'd be like, Minogue, that was the most stupid guess ever. Like, not even close, but sometimes I just had nothing. I'm like, I don't know.
You don't know?
I just really don't know.
Because there's a real mix. I mean, we're looking at here, we've got an MT Award winner, Logie winners, someone with an Order of Australia. So it's not just singers. These are, you know, just famous people out there that can kind of sing.
Singer who've got those awards. But, you know, when I went in, I'd written down a list of, you know, Aussie performers and non-performers and sports people and reality stars and all of that. And then they were like, oh, then not that they're all from Australia or live in Australia. And I'm like, oh, come on. This has just made it 100 times harder.
Yeah, because we're going to have some international guests, because I can see here that Ryan Reynolds dressed up as a unicorn in the South Korean version to sing Annie.
Yes, I've seen that on YouTube. So that's where it originated from in South Korea. And now there's countries all over the world that are doing this show. And I've seen that clip of him. Our costumes are much better, I have to say, than those ones. So don't watch that clip and think, oh, is that what they're going to look like? But his voice was incredible.
Oh, and fantastic.
It's hard to pick.
Well, I've got one guest so far. I think one of them has to be Rhonda Birchmore. That voice is very distinctive, but I know I'm probably totally wrong.
Right. I'm not. No, I
know you can't say yay or nay.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no yay or nay.
But I'm like the rest of them. Look, let's talk about the costumes, because they look fantastic. And I can see here that the Oscar winner designer, Tim Chappell, designed them. So who got to decide who wears what? Who decided who was going to be the prawn?
They worked with Tim and created them. So each performer chose something that they felt comfortable with and creating, because then they were going to become that character the whole time they're on the show. And I have to keep stopping myself because it's so hard. I've got to remind myself, like, not to say who any of them are. The interviews are incredibly difficult for me about this, because I'm like, don't mess it up. Because I haven't done a show like this before. Like, Osha is hosting, and obviously he does all the Bachelor stuff, so he's just used to this, keeping secrets and knowing what is happening. And it's the first time I've been in this environment, but it was like the audience were there right up until the point before they revealed who they were with the mask, because we just couldn't let that information out. Before we filmed that bit, there was a security sweep of the studio. Everyone had to go out, and they would look under chairs everywhere around the studio, so there were no cameras, microphones, nothing. So then when we filmed it, there was maximum like 20 people in the room. So if anything gets out, it's from one of us in the room. So I'm trying to be super careful, because I don't want it to be me.
No, could no. Look, we do we do know, Danny, you're as good as keeping secrets as I am. Yeah. So. But look, let's talk about your other panelists. You know, you're joined by the Queen of Radio herself, Jackie O. But come on, let's get real. How did Husey get a seat? That's an odd choice.
Well, I like the stuff that he comes up with because he said stuff that none of us would say. And he did guess a lot of dead people.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He'd say a name and go, no, they're not alive.
Oh.
Not close. So I don't think it can be them, Husey. It was a great vibe between all of us. And none of us had met Lindsay before, but all we all knew each other, and I'd worked with Osha before as well.
Yeah.
And we just wanted Lindsay to feel welcome and have fun. We're like, it's a fun show. Australia's fun. Have a great time. And we gelled so well on the first rehearsal that we just went straight into filming. We're like, this is fun. Let's just roll the cameras. I felt for her when she first sat down because I'm like, we know even all the crew, like their crew from Australia's Got Talent or X Factor or other shows that we've done. She knew nobody and she's trying to guess, you know, a whole bunch of performers here. But the producers did say to her, you absolutely know four people who are performing.
Oh, because you're right. I mean, not being an Aussie, she's already in the back foot, but great. So that just kind of, we've got some international guests coming over. Fantastic.
You know what? I had to study as well because there was this whole gap, like 22 years I was in London, and there's a whole bunch of performers that all my friends know, and I don't really know their music because I wasn't here. So I had to do some study too. I was looking up a lot of stuff on YouTube. And, I'm, you know, if you are going to watch the show, definitely have your phone charged or your iPad or whatever because you will want to Google everything while you're watching it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Liz,
are you a good guesser? Are you going to have a go at this?
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I've already booked it in for Monday night, 7:30, Channel 10, everybody. We're having a bit of a party at our house. You know me, a cocktail in a hand.
Are you making cocktails?
Of course. You know, I don't...
What cocktail are you making?
Well, I mean, I think we'll have to go for Cosmo this time, I think. Maybe a Cosmo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I want to see you tweet a picture.
Well, I definitely will. I'm for sure. We are so excited because it's just, it looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a big difference to the normal singing shows.
Yeah, because they're not critiquing on performance. And, you know, some of them are not singers. So it's a bit like when you get someone on Dancing with the Stars and they're doing the best that they can do. And it's still entertaining. It's not about producing the next dancer for, you know, to lead in a show or something. It's not about that. It's just getting to know them and for it to be entertaining. And Tim Chappell did do the most phenomenal job with the costumes. And then I also have to make a shout-out for Dorian West, who did all of the music for the show and worked with the singers. So when we started, I'm like, you are one of, like, three people who know who all the performers are, and even the performers didn't know who the other performers were.
Oh, so it's a big secret.
Kept separate, yeah.
Well, we did actually talk to Osha earlier this morning, and he sung your praises. He, you know, professional, he gave you it all. But come on, give me some dirt on that squeaky clean image of Osha. Anything that you can tell us?
He's kind of kooky and wacky, but, like, he was, like, our style god on the show because he was wearing these most awesome suits and I think having fun stepping away from what The Bachelor is, which is very kind of set in its programming.
Yeah.
And this is just wild and wacky. So he got to be adventurous and he does the most amazing mic flip, like a proper Robbie Williams, like, boom. And yeah, I think you definitely see a different side because he gets to be more loose and fun. And he was working hard while we were filming because I know they were filming Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette,
at the time,
yes.
And Bachelor was on TV. So he's like live tweeting that, filming with us, filming Bachelorette. And I don't know when he got any sleep, but he was loving it.
And a brand new baby to boot. He's just...
I know. She was rushed to hospital while we were filming our last hour.
Oh, no.
And Osha is incredible. Just an absolute pro, held it together.
Well, we had him this morning holding the baby.
And ran out the door. Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he was burping the baby, and, you know, it was so cute, sniffing it all. That's all we talked about, I think, all morning, about how babies smell. Yeah.
Oh. Can't wait to meet and have a cuddle.
It looks like so much fun. But look, Danny, it's been a few years now since we've had the pleasure of seeing you belt out some tunes. You stole the show at the Culture Club concert, but please don't tell Boy George I said that. When can we see you back? When are you coming back?
I don't know. I haven't sort of made any plans for any performances, but I do like, you know, a little surprise, you know, just something last minute. Like,
yep.
That all, you know, came very last minute. Would you like to do it? Yes, you know, it's my hometown, it's Rod Laver, like, what an epic venue. Then I did the Take That tour. I think one of the funniest ones was running on stage with Kylie at the Royal Albert Hall because Mum and Dad were there and they didn't know I was there and we surprised them.
Yeah, well, I'm annoyed about that. We need you in Australia. You and Kylie together in Australia. It's always in England. Yeah.
I know. Well, we kind of, like the moment where we did Showgirl Homecoming. Like,
oh,
that
that's right.
Was
I was there.
Electric.
Yes.
It was so good. So, no, I mean, look, there'll be something at some point. I just haven't been focused on it. But, you know, I love music.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm happy to hire out the arena myself if we can get you there.
Oh, yeah. I will just sing personally for you.
Well, thank you, my love.
You can invite me around to your house, make me a cocktail, and I will sing to you.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, I'm starting to sweat. Yeah. <I'm getting> really... Look, Danny, on my way into the studio this morning, I happened to have seen the front of TV Week, and it tells me you're returning with an acting gig. The headline said, "It's my dream role." Look, sweetie, I'm not going to waste my money on buying that trash. What's happening?
Well, I think I was asked about returning to Summer Bay, and I said, I'd love to. Like, I would definitely do that, but I don't know how the writers would write Emma Jackson back in, but she was a fun character.
Well, that was a totally different look. I mean, that was the real, you know, the dark hair. You were the rebel on town, yeah.
Yeah, like, we created that character for the show. They wrote it for me, and then I worked with them on it, and I think it was just a nice contrast for me after leaving Young Talent Time to just be snotty and, you know, miserable, and it was just fun. I really felt like it was just being in a dress-up box in the dreamland of creating her.
Oh, look, Danny, it's been such a pleasure talking to you this morning. We cannot wait for The Masked Singer. It's going to premiere on 10 next Monday at 7:30. We are so looking forward to it. It looks like so much fun. And you girls
get your guessing hat on.
Oh, we will. You girls look like you've dressed to tea there, the Mean Girls all in your little sequence together.
Oh,
is it?
We loved it. We had a ball. And even Husey dresses up. You'd be surprised. He gets a nice little coloured shirt on and stuff. And he kept saying, "I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm out of my comfort zone."
Look, Danny, thank you so much for your time today. We cannot wait.
Pleasure.
What a pleasure to talk to you. I better go and let my co-host out of the bathroom because he'll be very upset.
Yes, you do that.
We'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Big kiss. Bye. Bye.
Wake Up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.